Today, we continue with lesson number 9 in our series of lessons on Mishnayos Maseches Gittin. Today, we will be studying the 4th and 5th Mishnayos in the 3rd Perek of Gittin. Perek Gimel, Mishneh Dalet, and Mishneh Hey. In the previous Mishnah yesterday, in Mishnah Gimel, we learned that we are allowed to assume that a person is still alive if we left him in the past day, 2 week, year, alive. There is a cheskas kayom, cheskas chai. Even if we left him as a very elderly person or as a sick person. Not all old people die in a short span of time, and not all sick people die in a short span of time. However, suppose when we left the person, he was not merely old or sick, but he was dangerously so. He was in great danger, and there was a good chance that he didn't make it, he didn't survive, to the point that we are now at when we're about to deliver the get to the woman. Under certain circumstances, we still have the right to assume if I left him alive, he's still alive. We have a right to base ourselves upon that chazoka. However, there are circumstances of which we will now learn when this chazoka is now dubious and we cannot rely upon it. Shlosha devorim Omar Rabbi Elozar ben Parto, Mishnah Dalet now. There are three things which a great Tano named Rabbi Elozar ben Parto stated lifnei chachomim, before his group of peers, the other sages. Vikimu es devorov, and they agreed to what he said. They said, we can rely upon your statement. They are halachically valid. Number one, al ir shehikifo karkom. If you have a city which is encircled by a brigade of soldiers, it is under siege. V'yal hasfina hamitorefes bayom. And similarly, upon a ship which is shaking in the wind because of a storm on the sea, or v'al hayotze lidon, upon a person who is being led to the court of justice in which they are going to decide whether he's guilty and will be executed or whether he's innocent and will be allowed to survive. So if we know of a certain person that he is in that besieged city, or on this ship which is shaking in the winds of a hurricane, or he is being led into the court of judgment, we still can assume that this person is alive unless we have circumstances to the contrary. Because a city is besieged doesn't mean that it's going to be overtaken and overrun. Doesn't mean that the soldiers who are besieging it will be able to penetrate, infiltrate into the city. And just because a ship is shaking in the winds of a hurricane does not mean that the ship will sink. Chances are good that the ship will pull through. And similarly, if a person is going to a court of justice, doesn't mean he's for sure, or there's even a strong chance that he's going to be executed. Maybe he'll be proven innocent. Maybe he'll be given a life sentence. Who knows? So in those circumstances, we have the right to retain the cheskas chai. He's still alive, as far as we can tell. However, avol ir shekivosho karkom. Suppose you have a city which is captured. I know so-and-so is in the city which was captured, which was defeated, which was occupied by the enemy army. Or usufino she'ovda bayom. I know of this person, he was on that ship which sank. Or v'hayotze lehoreg. I know this person, he was already, it was already ruled in court that he should be executed, and he was being taken to the firing squad. He was on the way to be executed. Then we must be concerned, maybe he's dead, maybe he's alive. We can't be sure, we can't be legally sure that he is alive. Nor can we be legally sure that he is dead, as we will see in a moment. Nosnim aleihem, upon such a person in such a situation, where the city was overrun by the enemy army, the boat sank, or he was on the way to the executioner's block, then nosnim aleihem we apply to such people, chumrei chayim v'chumrei mesim. We are stringent when it, and in cases where stringency, in cases where if he is alive, there are certain stringencies, meaning his wife cannot remarry. So his wife cannot remarry. V'chumrei mesim. But if we assume he's dead and there are certain stringencies, then we assume that he is dead. And for example, if he was a Kohen, his wife was a Bas Yisrael, she cannot eat truma. We have to assume he is dead. So we apply stringencies of the living and stringencies of the dead. For example, the Mishnah says, Bas Yisroel the Kohen, a Bas Yisroel married to a Kohen, who can continue to eat Truma only if her husband is still alive, to her we impose the Chumrei Mesim. We assume her husband is dead, she cannot eat Truma. Ubas Kohen li Yisroel, the reverse. If a woman's father is a Kohen, and she's married, her husband is a Yisroel, and her husband might be dead, might be alive. So if her husband is dead, she reverts to her father's house, so to speak. Her father was a Kohen, she can eat truma. If her husband is dead, she's married to a non-Kohen, she cannot eat truma. So we apply to her the chumra of assuming that her husband is alive. And if her husband is alive, she's married to a Yisroel, not to a Kohen, she cannot eat truma. So neither the Bas Yisroel the Kohen nor the Bas Kohen the Yisroel can eat truma. Lo tochal betruma. Because we have this fundamental doubt, live or dead. Now in the Gemara, there is of course further discussion about these situations, especially the situation of the person whom we know was being brought to the firing squad or being brought to the executioner. Under certain circumstances, certain types of governments, certain types of rulers, we have the right to assume that probably they changed their mind and he's alive. Under certain situations, we have the right to assume that they did kill him and he's dead. Not always that we leave it in this twilight zone of chumrei hachayim v'chumrei hamesim. But for that, we need to go to the advanced class in Gemara. As far as the Mishnah is concerned, we adequately understood the basic idea here in Mishnah Dalet. Now, if we go ahead to Mishnah Hey, hamevi get be'eretz Yisrael. If a shliach is delivering a get from one place in Eretz Yisrael to another, from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, and there is no requirement upon the shliach to say b'fonai nichtav u'b'fonai nechtam. The shliach must simply take the get from the husband in Yerushalayim, deliver it to the wife in Bnei Brak. But suppose on the way v'cholo, the shliach becomes ill, and he can no longer continue the journey. He has to stop in Beit Shemesh. He just is put into a hospital right there. He can't continue to Bnei Brak. Can he give this divorce document, this get, to another shliach, to another person to deliver to the woman in Bnei Brak? So the Mishnah says, if he is indeed ill, or there are some other circumstances so that he cannot physically continue to Bnei Brak, then mishalecho biyad acher, he can send it in the hands of another person. If he is ill or in some other way prevented impossible for him to go to Bnei Brak. Otherwise, the shliach, we have a rule, ein shliach ose shliach. One shliach cannot simply hand over and say, you know what, I'd rather go here to fishing and not continue my trip. I don't know where you go fishing between Yerushalayim and Bnei Brak, but be that as it may, I want to take the day off. You continue when you deliver it. Can't do that. If he's ill or there's some other realistic set of circumstances that prevents him from going to Bnei Brak and delivering the get, then he can give it to another person. The reason being, because in general, if a person makes another man a shliach to deliver something, he wants the shliach that he appointed to do the job. He doesn't want it handed over to somebody else. However, he understands that if for some reason my shliach is ill or sick or whatever, then it's okay if he gives it to somebody else. We kind of assess the willingness of the sender of the shliach, in this case the husband. Generally, the husband will not want the get to go from hand to hand to hand. But the husband understands, if my shliach gets sick, he can give it to another shliach. However, v'im omar lo, suppose the husband said to the shliach, tol li heimeno chefetz peloni, I'm giving you this divorce to give to my wife. And when you give it to her, I want you to take back from her whatever, some silver goblet or some other object which she has and I want back. So take that back from her. Lo yishalchenu biyad acher. Then he, the shliach, cannot give the get to another person, even if he is ill or forced not to be able to continue the journey. Why? She'ein ritzono, she'yehe pikdono biyad acher. People do not want their objects, their possessions, being given over to just any person. So when the Baal, when the husband designated Beryl to be the shliach, and Beryl to take the object back from the now divorced wife, he wanted only Beryl to do that. And he doesn't want Shmerel or Yankel or Chaim to be the ones to handle his precious object, his silver goblet or whatever. And therefore, the shlichus, the agency, the appointing of the shliach is specific and definite and restricted to the one person whom he trusts, and not just to anybody. And here too, the Gemara expands upon the details and exceptions and modifications of this rule. We have finished the Mishnah, and with it, we have completed lesson number 9.